I'm Adam Eccleston, and this is On Deck with Young Musicians, where every Saturday at 5 p.m. we celebrate the incredibly talented musicians from right here in our community. And I mean it, we have some of the most talented young musicians of our country. Today I'm joined with violinist Kaylee Na. She's a sophomore at Sunset High School and has been a part of the Portland Youth Philharmonic, also known as PYP, since 2018 and currently serves as co-concertmaster of PYP Orchestra. She is a winner of many competitions, one of which is the Metro Arts Young Artist Debut Competition, which is where I know her from. And she's won first prize in the OMEA State Championships, and she attended the Heifetz International Music Institute. Your playing is exceptional.
Thank you.
You're a beautiful player. You're a mature player. And it's clear you work very hard, and you enjoy music very much.
Yeah.
Do you have music in the family?
Yeah, so my parents both had music in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they both played piano, and my mom also played violin. And so it was just always, like, a staple basic part of their life that they just thought, like, should obviously be in my life and my older sister's life, too. Yeah. And so they signed me up for lessons when I was 5 years old, and before then, I'd always just tagged along to my sister's lessons because she would have piano lessons and I would always hear her practicing. And so, yeah, I started both violin and piano lessons when I was 5, and I've been doing them since then.
So you do both?
Yeah, I do both.
Wow, that's incredible. Do you take private lessons as well?
Yeah, I do.
Who's your teacher?
So for violin, my teacher is Haejin Kim, and for piano, it's Olivia Kim.
You take 2 private lessons?
Yeah.
Every week?
Every week, yeah. Once a week. For both.
For both? That's incredible.
Yeah, but it's really not too hard, mm-hmm, as long as you just, like, consistently practice. And also,
that's it. Just practicing.
Yeah. It's a little embarrassing to admit, but I do prioritize one over the other.
Ooh, don't say that too loud. Which do you prioritize more?
So I do violin a little more than piano. Because I also do, like, orchestra, and I do smaller ensembles, too, and more competitions with violin.
If one of your friends came up to you from, let's say, PYP,
mm-hmm,
and it said, hey, I really need an accompanist for Saint-Saëns romances, please, Kaylee, can you play? What would you say?
I would say they should not trust me. Because I don't trust myself to, because I'm just more, like, comfortable with violin. Like, maybe if, yeah, so piano, I don't know if I'd be comfortable with that, but I could try.
Talk to me about your inspirations. Who are some of your musical inspirations?
My musical inspirations? It's kind of hard to say exactly. I'd say my inspiration in general, mm-hmm, are my parents, because they're always just so hardworking, and I often think about how much work they're putting into my life and my sister's life, and that encourages me to be work as hard as them, and I implement that in my music. And also, my sister's also a really significant figure in my life. I mean, she's been my best friend for my whole life, like the closest person in my life. And I also, like, play music with her, and because she plays the flute. And yeah, I'd say it's just my family in general. I just look up to them.
Stop it. You can make me cry. Stop that. If you are just tuning in, my name is Adam Eccleston, and I'm joined here with 15-year-old violinist Kaylee Na, sharing with us her inspirations and love for the violin. you want to meet in the music world? Anyone, any players that you just love that you want to meet?
Well, that's a little hard because there's so many amazing musicians. Mm-hmm. I think one person who I want to see play in person is Janine Jansen. She's just so expressive with her music. And like, even if you're just watching her through the screen, like through YouTube or something, like she's just, like you can feel the emotion that she puts in it. And she just puts her whole self into it. I really just want to see that in person.
I saw her this summer.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I was in Switzerland this summer.
Oh, really?
And I saw her play. I was in Zurich. And I said, okay, I have a free day. Let me go to watch the Tonkhalle in Zurich play, the orchestra. And I saw that she was playing Sibelius Concerto.
Oh, I wish I could have seen that.
It was incredible. So yeah. I'm with you. I think she's phenomenal. Yeah. Anyone else?
So I worked on Mendelssohn Concerto before. And if you search a Mendelssohn Concerto, it's always first Ray Chen. And then so from the very beginning of when I started Mendelssohn, he also puts a lot of expression into his music and he puts his whole body into it, you know? And I actually got to see him in the summer at Interlaken Arts Camp. So I got to play with him on stage and accompany him for Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto. And I also got a masterclass with him. It was amazing.
Wow.
So I got to check one thing off my bucket list.
Now that's a huge experience. Wow, I love that. Now, Kaylee, you are an extremely expressive player. You are a technical player. You enjoy music. You understand music. What does music mean to you?
For me, music is like a form of communication and connection for me with other people. Like, even from when I was a child, I would just send recordings of me playing to my family and friends or relatives in Korea. And even when playing in orchestras or small ensembles, I just love playing with other people and just being connected through music. It's amazing how anyone can just be connected through it. Or like in summer camps or like, because I've gone to Virginia and Michigan before for summer camps and I got to meet musicians from all over the country and the world. And I got to build connections with so many people and learn from different people in the music world. And I think music has just given me those opportunities to grow in ways that I never would have imagined before. So it's just really important for me.
So music has really been a huge part of your growth as a human being. I love hearing that. I love hearing that. Kaylee, I am grateful to have you here. Thank you for saying yes and being a part of the show. And thank you for sharing your love
of
music.
Thank you so much for having me. This is great.
You did a wonderful job today. Thank you. Really just an exceptional human being. To learn more about Kaylee Na, visit allclassical.org. There you can explore our archive of interviews. On Deck is available as a podcast, so please don't forget to subscribe. I'm Adam Eccleston. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you'll come back next Saturday at 5 p.m. for another episode of On Deck with Young Musicians.